Hello, everyone. How are you? Hope all is going well with you. Today, we are still talking about purpose. I would love for those of you who did not listen to the broadcast on yesterday to please go back and visit it. I thought I gave out some wonderful information about purpose. So if you get the opportunity, go back to my blog talk. That's at blogtalkradio.com. So just go back and listen to it. I think you would be pleased with the information I gave out on yesterday. And we're still talking about purpose. So let's just go back and define purpose. It is an intent, what you are intending to do. And I thought to myself, this would be good because I remember when I'm a grant writer, let me say this, and I've been writing grants for many years now, but so when grants were really important and they wanted to eliminate some of the candidates who may have written a good grant, they would ask you to send a letter of intent. What are you intending to do? And so you would have to write a letter of intent just to apply or write the proposal or write the grant, because they wanted to know what were your intentions. And this is the same with purpose. With purpose, you have got to know what you are intending to do. It's just not a thing or a name or a position. When you're in purpose, you have an intention. You know what you're planning to do. You write the letter or you write something, you know, you write the letter down, and they want to know how, what you're going to do, where you're going to do it, and how you're going to do it, and the results of what you were expecting. And many times in life, we don't plan our lives out like that. Why am I doing this? And how am I going to do it? And where I'm going to do it? And what is going to be my outcome? And so, when you're thinking purpose, you want to think in that manner. Why am I doing this? How am I going to do it? Where am I going to do it? And what is the outcome? And so that sums up purpose and the intent, and then what I call the intent. You know, I'm intending to do this. My purpose is my intention. This is what I intend to do. And then you'll be able to walk in purpose. So when you think about purpose, you must think about the outcome at all times and not the position. You've got to think about the outcome. It's very important. You know, many times when we're thinking logically. And God is not a logic God. So when God is preparing you to do some things, sometimes God wants you to do certain things. And it doesn't make sense because he doesn't think in this making sense. It's not logical. And I believe that there is a generation out there that are missing some things because we are so prone to think about our feelings. Most Christians or people, the generation of today is, well, I don't feel like doing that. That's not what I feel I should be doing. That's not what I feel like I should be doing because logic is not there. To consider, I'm doing this because of that. And so you must focus on the purpose of it, and then it takes away all the feelings of what, you know, you don't want to do or not want to do. You know, you just got to find yourself having the when and the where and the how and the outcome. And it has nothing to do with your feelings. Some decisions I would not make because I knew it would be detrimental to my children or detrimental to my family and mainly to my children. Some decisions I would not do because my intention was to make sure that my children had a safe environment. It was my intention to make sure that certain things did not befall on my children. So I intentionally put myself in a position where these things would not happen. It was not emotional. It was not what I don't feel like it. No, this was my intention. And so, therefore, you have to intend. You know, I could talk about ministry as well. There were things I did. intentionally in the ministry. I've been ministering, pastoring now. Oh, you're not 20 years, long time. And loved every minute of it. But there were some things I intentionally did to make sure that the flock of God maintained a certain level of integrity. So God gave us wisdom and knowledge to do certain things. There's that inner ability that God has given us to make sure we make sound decisions. So there's some things that you can possibly do now at the present, and there may be some changes or some things you might have to, you know, put aside, you know, because of just because it's not working for you. But think about some things that you know that you can do now. What is it that I can do now? You know, what is it I can do now because of blank? You fill in the blank, you know, because you can do some things presently right now. And I'm doing this because of this. You fill in the blank. Why am I doing this? Because this is going to be this. You fill in that blank, the results you need to get. But you can do some things right now without even God telling you to do some things. These are things that just must be done in order for you to find yourself in the place of your purpose and also in the place of your destiny. Because these things that I'm talking about is already inside of you. They're already there. And you can do these things because these things are built in you, because the Bible tells us that how we are predestined. So destination is inside of you. If you tap into what's going on in your life, what is it that you can do now so that you can reach the goal of where God would have you to be? And without hesitation. No, it's not logic. It's not. I'm doing this because I know this will work for me 2 years from now, or 20 years from now, or 15 years from now. You know, simple thing is purchasing clothes. I'm a buyer, you know, I'm a fashion person. So I understand the fashion world to some degree. So there are things that you have to put some thought into. So there are some things that you can purchase intentionally, all because you know that this will stay in fashion for 10 years if I get it now. And then that's money I don't have to spend, because all my clothes will be fashionable for about 10 years if I think that way when I'm purchasing them. So everything, that not everything, but some things you want to do with a type of intention. You want to not just be doing things because you're doing them. You want to have a purpose in mind for why you're doing what you're doing. Where you are right now, why are you there? You know, what is the purpose of it? Because if it's not going to add anything into your life, it's not going to help manifest some, stir the gifts in you, then think about it. But if it is, then that's the place you need to be, okay? So we have to learn how to work with intent in mind. And I believe that sometimes we, the body of Christ, we miss that. Well, I'm just going to go to church because of this. And no, you don't come to church because of this. One of the things, like I told my church on Sunday, some people need to just be in place. When the God called the Levites, he set them aside. There's 12 other tribes, but the Levites were the keepers of the temple. And they were to be there to make sure that things ran right. It wasn't Aaron. It wasn't Joshua. It was the Levites. And there are some people that God has ordained to be Levites in the body of Christ. And they should want to be on their post in their local church at all times. That's the intent. That's the intention of it. That's where these people get overflow blessings, because they know their jobs. They know their intention. They know, I've got to be here because I am a keeper of the house of God. Many people don't think that way. Many deacons don't think. They don't know their purpose. So we're running everywhere. I don't like this church. I'm going over here. I'm going over there. For what? What is the purpose of it? You must understand your purpose with the intent. A purpose is intended to do this. This is what I'm intending to do. Because a lot of times we want purpose without responsibilities. And I think that that's what causes some of us not to fully work in purpose, because purpose comes with the ability to have an intention of doing what you're doing, and then you're responsible for the outcome, which brings us into a place where we're going to take on responsibility. So sometimes, I don't know if people don't want to walk into purpose, because purpose do come with responsibility now. Got to remember that too. So let's keep that in mind, okay? And some of us can't maintain this level of processing, and I do know that. Some of us can't maintain this level of processing. So if you're listening to me and you're saying, like, God, I don't know whether I could do all that. I don't know whether I want to be responsible for somebody's outcome or my own outcome. My recommendation to you is to find yourself in a group of people or in the church setting or wherever you are, where you don't do the thinking, but you do the assisting to help make whatever vision come to fruition, then that's the place you need to be. Because what it's going to do, it's going to teach you how to work and how to have purpose and how to be a person with an intent. I'm doing this because of this. Why am I doing it? Because I learned this. I learned this from the person sitting at my desk or next to me. I learned this from my pastor. I learned this from the praise and worship leader. I learned this. So some of us can't grasp all of this. The processing of this can be great. And I do understand that, because the Lord said this in his word. He said, write the vision and make it plain. So there comes a time in our lives that we have got to realize that God wants us to be a part of something greater than ourselves. And the reason for that being greater than yourself, it causes you to develop these gifts and callings and passion and purpose in our lives, so that he can that you can give God the best of your service, or give God the best of your life. Or you could be a God changer, for someone that does things that change people's mind because you're thinking out of the box. You could be that leader that leads people. And so it's very important that we understand that God wants us to be a person with intentions, a person with purpose, because once you understand your purpose, you realize that very few things are going to change you. Very few things are going to get you sidetracked, because you know why, you know where, you know how, and you know the outcome. That's purpose, with the intent to execute. That's purpose. Listen, I'm at my office, believe it or not, in the closet where I store stuff with the doors closed and locked, because I could not seem to get my purpose recorded all day. So now someone is knocking on my window. So I'm going to go, because I know I need to answer that call. But listen, I want you to have a good day. Call a friend. Tell them to tune in, because we need to get this purpose thing together, so that we can go on and do greater things for God, okay? So listen, eat well, love well, drink well, and be blessed. Because tomorrow this time, you're going to still be on the same journey that you're on today. So we want to make sure that we stay on the journey, and that God continue to bless you and be a great blessing to those who are around you, so that God can use you mightily in the kingdom of God. So be blessed. Take care. Remember, God loves you. I do too. And we'll talk to you on tomorrow. Okay? Walking in purpose. Bye-bye.